Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is popping in for a couple segments, and then I've got a review of World War Z, which is a bunch of UN world government propaganda. We're going to premiere here on air. We'll also post it at Infowars.com. In fact, it's just been posted with the full video at Infowars.com. What they did is they got the video up there just now, so that is certainly good news that is now posted up at Infowars.com. We'll be premiering that on the radio coming up at the bottom of the hour. I said I'd go to calls, and I'll try to do that. There's just so much news to go over here. I've got a couple more news articles out today where people are being attacked in bars, in pharmacies, in businesses, in their homes, and they're defending and shooting the intruders. But it's only ever in the local news. That's why the real media, the citizen media, the alternative media that is diverse, doesn't mean we have all the answers, but we are the real media. We're media. The globalists are fake media. People are always trying to figure out a name. Prostitute media, collaborator media, globalist media, corporatist media, collectivist media, fascist media, traitor media, New World Order media, anti-American media, the cesspool media, the sewer stream media, the Decepticon media. How about just they're the fake media? I mean, that's really what it is. They are the fake media. And, you know, a lot of what they report on is true. A plane crash, a cat stuck in a tree, how many inches of rain fell this week. Most reporters are just doing their job. But when it comes to policy and politics and punditry, it is a bunch of spinning and obfuscation and outright lies. And I, for one, am just absolutely, totally, 110% sick of it all. And we are entering world government. World government is being announced all over the news, but we're told, oh, you're still crazy, it doesn't exist. Oh, yeah, all these states are announcing bills to confiscate all semi-autos. Oh, and there's bills federally introduced to do it. But it's not going to happen. People say, yeah, Alex, we've heard you say that here today about 150 times. We know. Okay, well, you better get that word out to other people, because they're trying to tell you to not get angry and not get in their face and not call them liars. They're trying to tell you that discredits you so that you just buy their propaganda and go, oh, that discredits me. I better not do that, because that's what is effective. That's what historically has brought these people down over and over and over again. Oh, man. Again, I've had this chest cold, starting to get over it here. And it's kind of like a fireworks display. It goes in fits and spurts. And that was kind of a grand finale right there. Those antibiotics must just be absolutely killing that stuff, because my chest just lit up on fire. Whew, excruciating pain is kind of, I don't like it, but at the same time, it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. You know, when you're a little kid, pain really, really hurts because you don't know how to cut it off. Just understand, well, that's pain. And then that's over there. And just kind of ignore it. But it's also hard when it's in your chest and you're on the air, so excuse me there. We come back, we're going to go to Joel Skousen, and I'm going to get his take geopolitically on what all this world government announcement means, why they're pushing so hard to get the guns, what he thinks is going to come out of this, why they seem so confident, and then we'll continue with that World War Z film review here today. And we'll also look at some of the other geopolitical news as well. And I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, live on the radio. Pray for the InfoWar.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined for the next two segments for a brief interview. Time always goes quick. With Joel Skousen, political scientist by training, specializing in philosophy of law and constitutional theory. Of course, his uncle was Cleon Skousen, who helped expose how the New World Order controls communism. And his book, Strategic Relocation, North American Safe Places, is a bestseller in the Patriot Movement, and we sell the third edition discounted with the new film we put together, Strategic Relocation, at InfoWarsStore.com, I should add, if you want to support the broadcast and get an absolutely vital book and video together. And, of course, he was also a Marine Corps fighter-bomber pilot in the Vietnam era, and also... he's been the chairman of the Conservative National Committee of Washington, D.C., JoelSkousen.com. He's also the editor of World Affairs Brief, and he joins us. Now, I wanted to get him on last week, but the gun thing happened, so we moved him, to talk about Herman von Rompuy and others, and there's video of this, an article saying, let's merge the EU with Russia, which the president of the Czech Republic has said that's been the plan and that it's communism. The globalists have always talked about creating three or four blocks and then merging those blocks. But there is factions within those blocks. And I agree with Skousen's power breakdown. But having the communist Chinese come out, official government TV and papers, and say, Obama, you need to wage a war against the Second Amendment. That's a quote. And having Russia Today suddenly flip and say, Alex Jones is bad, turn the guns in, he's a radical. And suddenly have, you know, all these foreign outlets saying we need to get the guns. What does this signify? These state-run media outlets suddenly becoming pro-Obama. Are they worried about a conservative libertarian retake of America? Why do they want a more socialist system here? I wanted to get his, because he does have considerable gravitas on the geopolitical interlockings, to break that down. But here it is. Bilderberg picked EU leader Von Rumpy calls for global governance with Russia. That's the new American. Here's innocent blood demands no delay for U.S. gun control. People's Daily out of China. Let's give up on the Constitution. New York Times says get rid of it. They're calling for gun confiscation door to door. Again, they're just conditioning you to this idea. Doesn't mean it's coming next month or next year, but it could be when the nuke goes off from another mass shooting. But I got to say, I've said the time frame's longer. I think it's accelerating for whatever reason, because they know our gun culture's winning. Okay, so Joel, we don't have a lot of time, obviously. Condense it down. Let's get first in the geopolitical and what all this signifies, and the UN treaty coming up. And then you wanted to say something about Mr. Hagman and his federal source. And I mean, the fact is we were followed around and harassed quite a bit in New York. And they look like New York detectives to me, not feds. But you wanted to say something about supposed federal sources. Go ahead.
Well, let's cover that first so that we can get that out of the way. But, the conservative movement has always been enamored by the fact that we might have one of our own inside government that's feeding us information and warning us about things. Doug Hagman claims that he's got such a source who works in supposedly high level in DHS. And he got involved in your New York appearance with Piers Morgan by saying that you were followed around. And obviously you know that that is true. Heretofore, this particular source from DHS has claimed several things that simply have not come true. Claiming the collapse of the economy in 2012 didn't come true. And worst of all, he claimed that a big black operation was, quote, going hot, that was going to stop the election and bring Obama in through having no election. And it didn't happen. Hagman confronted him in one of his interviews, and he gave some offhanded excuse. Hagman didn't pursue it. But it should have been pursued because, it really was wrong. What was more disturbing to me, which I covered in today's World Affairs brief of his after the fact, Hagan.
I tell you what, Joel, we had good audio with you in the pre-interview, and I think your computer switches to internal mic when you go on air. I don't know why. We're going to have to go to phone. We'll do video Skype. We're going to do that now. We're not going to have audio like that on air. Trying to work that out with him. I don't want to go too far off into this. You wanted to mention it, get into it, we will. I believe Doug, has this source and believes what he's saying. And I think what Joel's told me off air is that he believes he has it too. It's just that he thinks the guy is bamboozling him. That could be the case. All I know is I've been given Homeland Security documents by state police, by feds, by others that turned out to be national news. Like the clergy response team documents that turned out to be absolutely accurate about training preachers, InfraGuard documents, MIAC report documents, Homeland Security about veterans and gun owners being the number one terror threat. People could say, well, those guys leaked these to us because they wanted it out there because they're bad guys. I talked to these guys on the phone, some of them. They just gotten to a point where they don't care. And I know that people like Wayne Madsen have said that they've got whole NSA teams spying on people in government. That's one of their main focus, to make sure these leaks don't happen. But they have a right and a duty to come out with all this. So there is an attempt for this to happen, but I don't think it's impossible to ever have real sources out there who aren't just feeding you something. Because I know I've gotten stuff from real people who are in briefings, get the documents, go to the library, and send me the PDF. And I've had cases where I've had a preacher on with the clergy response team documents, and they get called in at the hospital the next week where they go and do ministry by FEMA threatening them. So, what Joel's saying does happen, too. They go after you. But, so certainly they are tracking people. Joel is right. Okay, Joel, please continue. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Alex, is there's no way this guy could keep talking to Doug Hagman out of school warning them about things, or even revealing what should have been a legal operation of harassing you in New York, which opens up Homeland Security and anyone else for a civil rights violation. He can't keep doing that and claim that they don't know about it. I mean, they surveil everything. And when it's published openly on Infowars.com, certainly we know that the government reads everything you put out. You're the biggest target they have. They're not going to let somebody continue to talk to Hagman and then to you without shutting him down if, in fact, he is on our side. If he's not on our side, if he's playing us, which I think he is, and that curveball he threw about the election was just plain targeting us to get discredited.
Well, you know they also line up for big things just to see who in the federal government will go along with it and tell people things are going to happen, even though it's not 100%. They kind of take the safety off, but then they don't pull the trigger. They scrap missions, so that happens too. All I know is this. Over and over again, we've found out that in Homeland Security, it's a clique of weird women, to say the least, dominating men, harassing them, and the government settled. So a lot of it is they're getting so disorganized up there, and so many people don't like what's happening. I mean, I know you've studied this, you've had family in and around FBI, you name it, that you have contacts and you believe they're more organized. I'm not saying you're wrong that he couldn't be being played, but I'm also saying that look at the hookers in the Secret Service, and maybe something's behind that too to compromise them. But I mean, well, you heard my point. What's your take on that?
Having to do damage control. Look at the Sandy Hook shooting. I mean, to send Eric Holder up there to have a secret meeting with all the state police, he basically was setting down the law. This is a matter of national security. If you've seen things that don't match the official story, you just shut up about it. He was quieting the opposition. They have to deal with that all the time. But they're also consolidating more and more at the top levels, and there is no dissent at the top level. Perhaps the only thing that really got out of hand was General Petraeus. And he ended up getting snookered by a Muslim agent from Lebanon and got close to General John Allen as well. And, boy, that was a very embarrassing thing for the military. And Petraeus had to go. He was a big player. They had big plans for him, but he made a mistake. So they do have to do damage control. But I don't believe that they're losing power. I think they're even more confident.
Oh, no, I agree that they're accelerating their power. But at the same time, just because they're winning the race doesn't mean their NASCAR isn't smoking and having problems. Now, expanding on that, you were just hinting at anomalies. I mean, this wasn't just five-year-olds saying they saw multiple shooters. This has a lot of really bad signs. So does Colorado. And look at all the timing. And they do seem very arrogant right now about the guns. What do you see happening?
Well, as I pointed out in today's World Affairs Brief, they don't have the votes, in my opinion, to ram through all the gun control they want. They're going to get what they can. But that's the main reason why they're pushing for an executive order. That's a sheer admission. They've made that play twice now. That's a sheer admission that they don't think they have the votes. And I've looked at the law of what you can do with an executive order, and I want to be very clear. Obama cannot legally include other weapons than Class 3 weapons like machine guns. By executive order. He cannot do it. It's not legal. Now, that doesn't mean he can't do it and get away with it if the courts let him. But there's no way that an executive order can actually change law. He can direct federal agencies to implement the law. He can tweak that a little bit, but he can't add weapons.
And just to be clear, level 3 firearms are full auto. You got to get a background, waive your rights, get a stamp. They are wanting to include the semi-autos in level 3 and just say by executive order, those are all added in. I believe that will cause resistance. If they do that, I'm really concerned.
Well, it won't cause the same kind of resistance as if they tried to do something, blatant and confiscate guns. That would really, as you correctly pointed out, that's going to cause a revolution. They're not going to be dumb enough to do that. Besides, you can't do confiscation until you have registration first. So that's the first thing they really want out of this gun ban, is to get a list of expanded banning and then have this new new form of registration, which is grandfathered. You can be grandfathered if you agree to register and take your fingerprint.
That's right. Exactly. It brings you in to get you on record so they know how to come take it. We're going to come back and talk about that. And then I got to get your take on the geopolitical, but I've also got to go to my breakdown on World War Z that we're going to premiere here on the radio. Stay with us. Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief is our guest. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Look, we're running out of time. I'll have to get Joel back up in the next few weeks for a full hour to get into geopolitical issues and his book and the new film we've put out, Strategic Relocation, available at InfoWarsStore.com. But Joel, just finishing up and condensing it all, they're moving really fast on the guns. I'm seeing a lot of signs of arrogance from them, talk of confiscation. They could want to go ahead and start a conflict here to paint libertarians, conservatives, Christians as radicals. We know Homeland Security was set up for that. I know you think the timeline is longer. I hope that's the case, but they're moving really fast. Finish your point on the guns.
Well, it always looks like they're moving fast when they build up a manufactured crisis like the Sandy Hook, and they're trying to take as much advantage as they can. It's going to move the debate about 20 to 30% in their direction, which is very, very dangerous. Still, at the bottom line, I don't believe that there's very many congressmen that get away with, you know, we know what happened to the Democrats in 1996. They lost big because they voted for that assault weapon ban. And if it happens again, I don't know of any Republicans, or very many, that are going to get away with voting.
But now there's a lot of election fraud, which can trump that. And they know that there's an awakening happening, so they want to head it off at the pass, I think, with preemptive crises. I mean, I think that's in the cards.
Well, I think there's about a, frankly, about a 40 to 60 chance against being able to pass in Congress a major
ban. I agree.
But they're going to go, if that doesn't pass, they are going to go with an executive order. And, boy, I just don't believe that Congress has the guts to impeach over the illegal use of an executive order.
That's right. And we've got to drive because they want to make us come to the ATF and re-register, turning a right into a privilege. We've got to move towards Congress to block that. Now, geopolitically, what's happening with all this realignment we see happening?
Well, first of all, no major New World Order with Russia is going to happen without war. I'm absolutely convinced of that. What we're seeing in the new American peace, Bilderberg-picked EU leader von Rompuy calls for global governance with Russia. This doesn't mean that that's even close to a, you know, they're floating this as a peace initiative, but it's kind of a double-handed back hand here. In other words, the West has continued to play like Russia is an ally, and this is part of furthering that deception that Russia is an ally, in order to feign weakness, to give Russia more confidence that we're stupid, that we're incompetent, that we can infiltrate, and they're openly letting Russia infiltrate the EU and NATO. But it's only to facilitate an eventual Third World War. It's not because they're ever going to get complete global...
Sure, they're suckering them in.
That's right, they're sucking them in. Now, let me just say, it's very important. The globalists at Bilderberger, or at the Bilderberg Conference, this is really kind of a leadership conference for them, bringing along the up-and-coming leaders and exposing them to globalist viewpoints and testing how they react to that. They bring in not only bona fide globalists, but they also bring in people from the Socialist International, which is tied to Moscow. And that's important difference. Now, for example, Tony Blair was a full-blown member of the Socialist International. I believe he was a Marxist, same thing with Javier Solana. And they bring him into to Bilderberg because they want to make the communists who are associated with Socialist International feel like we're giving in to them, that that they're snookering us. They're playing soft. They're playing accepting. They're playing blind. So at any given time, we don't really know when they attend Bilderberg, even if they've been a Socialist International, if they've switched sides and become true globalists. Now, I think Tony Blair actually did switch sides. I think he was Marxist, Socialist International, he switched sides and became a full-blown globalist. Barack Obama was Marxist, became a globalist, was bought out, and that's where you can tell.
Sure, they use Marxism to take over, but it's globalist on top. That's exactly from Carol Quigley's own book, what they do. In closing, why am I starting to getting attacked by European TV, radio, and British, and especially Russian? Why are the Russians coming after me?
Well, first of all, the Russians have been playing the game through RT, through EU Times, which is a phony KGB front. They've been facilitating and helping out the conspiracy movement here in the right wing, almost as if they want to foment the civil war between what they view as the right wing and the government. And right now, you are the prime leader of that movement, and that's why Piers Morgan targeted you to go after you and try to discredit you. And that's why the Russians are after you. But there's another side to that, too. There are the free market people out there in Russia, like Stanislav Mishin, which wrote, you know, Americans, don't give up your guns.
We talked to him. No, there are a lot of good Russians. That's why we want to stop this globalist Russian-engineered war. Is there any way to stop that?
I don't believe believe there is. I think it's coming not only because the Russians want it, but the American, Anglo-American establishment, the globalists, as we call them, wants that war. And you can't get to a full integration and loss of American sovereignty without that war.
I tell you what, this is a 14-minute report coming up. We got 3 minutes on the other side. Stay there. I want you to talk about that amazing article in Pravda, of all places, saying Americans don't give up your guns. It really gives a lot of real history.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I saw the article about a Pravda that used to be a complete outlet of disinformation. The joke was, hey, our local paper's as bad as Pravda, which I guess means truth. But more and more, it's like really good analysis, anti-globalist. And there's a guy that calls himself basically a white Russian. That means, he wants to go back to the old Tsar monarchy, which has been the Russian culture for 1,000 years or so. But he says, your government and your banks funded the Marxist that came over here in 1917. We were all armed. That's how we beat Napoleon, and that's how we fought Hitler, because all the guns hadn't even been taken by them. People hit them. And it's just a shame that you're run by these people. And to see that in Pravda, because that's what you've exposed, and your uncle Cleon Skousen, that's what Carol Quigley later confirmed, what your uncle had written about, with the mega banks were actually funding authoritarians and communism. In closing, what do you make of of the Russians starting to tell the truth like that. What does that signify?
Well, first of all, I was really surprised. The first time I've seen someone out of Russia recognize the role of the globalists in financing communism. And, I mean, he said very clearly, if it had not been for Russia, for Washington's clandestine support of and for the Reds, history would have gone quite differently. They cut off the arms to the white Russians. They refused to allow any military aid to be sent to them. They sabotaged them. It was just like what they did with Mao. They brought Mao to power by sabotaging, cutting off military aid, Chiang Kai-shek. But what I want to say in conclusion is that there is a major division between those who understand this. One believes that because they have facilitated communism, they own communism. They run it. They control it. And I don't agree with that. I believe they're co-predators vying to control a new world order, which they each want to control. The West is going to use war to destroy national sovereignty. So that's why they're building the best enemies that money can buy, as Dr. Stan Monteith says. They built Marxism in China. They gave Russia the first nuclear weaponized uranium in order to build the first bomb.
They helped create Hitler. I mean, a lot of that came out, that's as you exactly know, in congressional... Right. Congressional hearings. Well, listen, I want to get you back sometime for a full hour to go over Cleon Skousen's research and your updated research, Joel Skousen, to talk about how they funded Hitler, Anthony Sutton's research that helped Congress, how they funded the communists in China and in Russia, and how they're funding the radical Muslims today, to get your detailed geopolitical breakdown of the past, the present, and the future. Joel Skousen, thank you so much for spending time with us.
My pleasure, Alex. Bye now.
All right, bye-bye. There he goes. Got that update from him. This is from Genesis, some of our new affiliates that are turning the broadcast on. WTNY 790 AM, Watertown, New York. And that is very, very exciting to have that new station. And again, I will plug several more on the Sunday broadcast. We're getting about 2 to 3 new affiliates a week. So there's one today, WTNY 790 AM. And we need to focus also on some of the stations that have already been carrying us. But a lot of new affiliates picking up the broadcast. Praise God. Okay. I want to go to this report on World War Z because it ties into the dehumanization. You know, we see people like Bill Maher saying, kill people, more shootings, more killings, you know, more car wrecks, more death, more abortion on HBO a few months ago. But then he says, ban our guns for the 20 dead kids. The globalists are not liberals. They say they're liberals. They want lower population. And this zombie meme, now being pushed by the Marines and pushed by FEMA and pushed by CDC, is to sell you the general public are ugly zombies. Now, the video of this is extremely powerful if you're a radio listener. But here's the audio, also very powerful for radio listeners. But radio listeners, go to PrisonPlanet.com, go to InfoWars.com. You can see it now. Video, Secrets of World War Z leaked. Here is that report. Then we'll come back with Howard Stern and his co-host saying that they agree with me on this. Robin Quivers saying they agree with me on the Second Amendment. Pretty amazing. Here it is.
The secrets of World War Z leaked. What is the message behind World War Z? We're going to leak those secrets right now. The core of the book is a UN plan developed to use survivors as bait to lure in the zombies so they can be exterminated. The number one enemy in this disgusting pro-genocide anti-human publication is that humans that have not submitted to communism and the United Nations are undesirables that are worse than the zombies. As the globalists prepare the worldwide collapse, they must condition the public that humanity is ugly and needs to be killed. Those of you lucky enough to be behind the compact cities shouldn't complain and should do any Marxist job you're told. After all, only that can defeat the zombies. World War Z is a regurgitation of the same message we've been hammered with our whole lives. The UN is the planet's savior. Humanity is the world's enemy. Only world government will save you from the disgusting zombie filth that is humanity. The globalists have publicly bragged that they engineered World War I and World War II to create the League of Nations and UN and to begin the destruction of the nation state. So if World War I and World War II were wars against the nation state and national sovereignty, World War Z is a psychological warfare simulation declaring war on humanity itself, with humanity as the enemy and the UN as the savior. Let's talk about Brad Pitt, who was in a bidding war with Leonardo DiCaprio over the book World War Z. We've analyzed it, and I can say unequivocally, this is a manifesto of United Nations worldwide genocide against nation states and individuals. It is a declaration of war and a sacrament to planetary bloodlust and the New World Order's wish to reduce world population. In brief synopsis, the book begins with the disintegration of the world civilizations by an outbreak of zombies, and the world transforming itself under UN leadership as a single international union to save humanity under Marxism and the extermination of all American gun owners. From the book World War Z. That's when the UN multinational force was created, and we were pleasantly surprised by how many people signed up in the first week. The biggest enemy for this communist UN takeover are domestic secessionists of the United States. The Rebs only welcomed you with gunshots. The brass had special units for Rebs. I saw them on the road once crossing the Black Hills. That was the first time since the Rockies that I ever saw tanks. Bad feeling. You knew how it was going to end. The ultimate crime is owning a gun, not under UN control. Those that submit and turn in their firearms are called Robinson Crusoes and are given a nice job at the forced labor camp. The body armor was for protection against some of the regular people we found. I'm not talking organized rebels, just the odd LMOE, or last man on earth. Some dude or chick that managed to survive. Most of the time we managed to talk them down. Those we called RCs or Robinson Crusoes. That was the polite term for the ones who were cool. If the UN concludes that you are not a communist socialist, you are used as bait to lure in zombies because you are the number one enemy. Before you can be used as slave labor, you must submit to re-education camps. They actually call them re-education camps. From the book, this was the National Re-Education Act. I'd say it was the largest jobs training program since the Second World War, and easily the most radical in our history. This is a way to roll out authoritarianism and make it sexy and fun and condition the public that this type of mass murder is okay. This film talks about, man, my dad was smart. He loved Marxism. And now that we've got Marxism under the UN, it's so great. Yeah, we put people in labor camps. Yeah, we put them in re-education camps. He used methods that were almost Marxist, the kind of collectivization that would make Ayn Rand leap from her grave and join the ranks of the living dead. I've always rejected the wisdom he tried to impart, running as far away as Wall Street to shut it out. Now I'm racking my brain to remember it. And if they didn't do what they were told, they were killed. God, there's such a beauty to that. Yeah, I guess if you're a dirtbag psychopath or somebody worth hundreds of millions of dollars like Brad Pitt, who's married to that angel of death, who's bragged she loves death and evil, Angelina Jolie, who travels the world to hype up NATO invasions and Al-Qaeda invasions of free countries, where they line up blacks by the tens of thousands like Libya and kill them, or where they attack Syria for 22-plus months and engage in all sorts of evil. And there she is saying, it's humanitarian, kill them, kill them, when she's not making an Illuminati Tomb Raider film. After all, they're all just Arab zombies, just like in this movie, trying to get over the Israeli wall.
anyone that's infected with the virus, black vans come around and snatch and grab you and throw you in them to take you away and kill you. So it is pure conditioning for snatch and grab. It is pure operant conditioning and preparation to get the public ready for unbelievable evil. And you're told you will serve the megastate. You will serve the greater collective of the Supreme UN Soviet, or you will die. Quoting the book World War Z. The Rebs, on the other hand, armed, organized political secessionists. They were easily our most tangible danger. He would say in private, these must be eliminated swiftly, decisively, and by any means necessary. These were the enemies of our country, the domestic ones. A floating UN command center off the coast of Hawaii, consisting of 72 delegates, controls the fate of the world. Nation states are the problem. The UN's got the answers. I know I caught a lot of flack for going UN instead of making it an all-American crusade, but to be totally honest, I really couldn't give a damn. Throughout history, militaries and cultures have demonized their enemies and said that they're not human. Now the whole of humanity is being taught that we're worthless, that we're garbage, that we're ugly. Part of the UN's Agenda 21 is to teach us that humans are bad for the earth and that the world would be a better place without us, that we are ugly parasites. I covered it in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, where the elite openly talk about how they're going to set up a police state surveillance control grid worldwide to carry out the orderly extermination of 90% of the world's population, with the United Nations as the prime organizer and NATO as the physical enforcer. And in all these documents, they talk about releasing or allowing the release of weaponized mousepox and other pathogens like airborne Ebola that will take out more than 90% of the people that come in contact with it. And during an event like that, you're going to see civilization level collapse. And so the ruling class worldwide is setting up seed vaults, underground bunkers, putting trillions of dollars in the aggregate of taxpayer money in Europe and the United States, Australia, New Zealand, other Western countries, into building incredibly resilient, heavily armed, underground shadow government systems. And I said a decade ago, this zombie fascination was being pushed to dehumanize us and get us ready with a kind of a racial memory ahead of the fact so that we will accept as prophecy at a subconscious level the mass culling of humanity. Films like World War Z are meant to program people that they're lucky to serve as slaves of the UN and not be exterminated once these bioweapons are released. And the zombie archetype is just a cover to demonize and dehumanize anyone who's even suspected of being infected of bioweapons plagues the globalists are publicly preparing to release on the planet. You see, for the New World Order, world government is just the beginning. Once that panopticon surveillance control grid is in place, the mass extermination begins. Hollywood has more apocalyptic visions planned out for years to come. Steven Spielberg just started shooting Robopocalypse, scheduled to be released in April of 2014. Here, a deadly supercomputer concludes that human beings are too much of a threat to life on Earth. In an attempt to save all non-human life on the planet, Arcos, the supercomputer, decides to eliminate the human race with just a few human specimens to be left alive. Sounds like the eugenicists programmed this computer. This is how they introduce these sick ideas to the population, through fiction. It's the same thing that Hitler did. It's the same thing the Soviets did. It is beyond monstrous. This is undoubtedly a globalist propaganda production. Oh, isn't that cute? The Australian Prime Minister's tongue-in-cheek zombie apocalypse warning. Right as the megabank signed the world and their peoples on to 1.5 quadrillion, right as they shut off the power plants and cut off the oil, Go look at it for yourself. The CDC and Homeland Security online describes people who get sick during a pandemic as zombies, and they show the U.S. Army in America mowing down American citizens. How would they ever introduce something like that to the public? There'd be a revolt. But if they do it like, hey, get ready for zombies, we're going to have to mow some people down. You better get the vaccine, they say in here, or you're going to get killed by the Army. How would the government ever present the Army and the police mowing people down the street? Oh, they didn't get their flu shot, so they're zombies, and they have to be killed. And then meanwhile, we have all over the United States and in other nations the military training in martial law, civil unrest drills in major cities, and the combatants that don't want to give in to the UN takeover, why, they're not even human, they're zombies. So when the troops practice mowing down U.S. citizens wearing football jerseys, well, they've got some makeup on, some green makeup and some slime, so they weren't really human. So the next time the troops actually pull the trigger on real citizens during the engineered collapse, well, they were zombies anyway. They're teaching people that ancient thing that tyrants and corrupt militaries have done of dehumanizing their enemy before they kill them. The same thing was done by the Soviets in Poland and in Ukraine, where they killed tens of millions. They said these people are animals. The Nazis said the Jews and others weren't human. The communist Chinese said the same thing about the shop owners they forcibly collectivized and put in slave labor camps. You are a fool if you don't understand that the New World Order does not want you to be in the future. They want the planet's resources for themselves. They want the hard work and the scientific developments that free humanity has developed to be their spoils. They want you dead. And people like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are nothing but propagandists selling the population on mass genocide and megadeth. World War Z is a declaration of war against free humanity. I'm Alex Jones. You have been warned. And if you are watching this transmission, remember, you are the resistance. The Secrets of World War Z. See the full video at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now at PrisonPlanet.tv production. And that's the type of special reports you see every evening, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfowarsNews.com. Time for plugging before I get to this Howard Stern clip today on this Friday edition. If you go to InfoWarsShop.com, you can get Strategic Relocation, the film, Strategic Relocation, the book, both absolutely key, and a new T-shirt that's our best seller ever. It's already outselling the Liberty or Death shirt that was our previous bestseller. And it is an AK-47 with "The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed," the words making up the AK-47 with a "come and take it" under it and the white star of Gonzales, Texas. How do you say that in Latin? Mone lebe, or am I pronouncing that wrong? I usually do. You can read it, but then if you never pronounced it, come and take it. So the point is, that is available at InfoWarsStore.com if you want to go look at it. Your purchase of the T-shirt supports the transmission. We carry the Pro Pure Water Filtration System that is excellent, that is stainless steel, and it blows the competition away side by side, and it has fluoride filters available that are the best out there. But also, if you're on the road, or also if you want something that costs a little bit less, or you want handheld water bottles, I do the research for what my family uses, what we use. And we now have, for you on the road, water bottles that take the fluoride out, and pitchers. So you can just put tap water in them, goes to the pitcher, and then put it in the refrigerator. So that is all available. The clearly filtered drink different system, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. The new film, Agenda. The new Come and Take It ball caps, the new InfoWars.com Army Ranger style caps. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And I haven't really been plugging it because we sold out of, like, you know, almost all of the magazines, so I haven't been plugging it. I'm told there's like 1,000 left if you want to get the January issue in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. You better order right now, because by the end of the day, they will be gone. And then the only way to get the new January 2013, The Year America Dies, issue of the magazine is to sign up for the subscription, which is great because that supports the broadcast. And it's $59.95 for 12 issues. That includes the shipping. So more than half the cost of that is the shipping. So help support Print 2.0 and help get a big color magazine. Let me show viewers. If you're a radio listener, you really should go and look at this. I mean, this is color, glossy magazine. Our first was newsprint, and it's just got all the hard-hitting articles with graphics and everything else in it, Thomas Jefferson quotes, just all of it, absolutely tailored to warn people about the facts, to give them the facts for themselves. This is a big 21st century version of the pamphleteers that the founders engaged in to wake people up before 1776. So it is essential. It's got artist profiles in there. It's got my breakdown of what we face in the new year. It's got the really important article, 2013, The Year America Dies. Globalists have conquered governments. Now they want to conquer the people. Goes through all the threats. Be sure and get that as well at InfoWarsShop.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 24 hours a day. We can take your calls, answer your questions, or get your orders, 888-253-3139. The last month under the Second Amendment attack, you notice I'm doing about one-tenth the on-air plugging I used to do, which all radio does, because that's part of financing your operation, especially a news operation, because I've been so focused on the Second Amendment and defending it, I'm busy, you know, saying donate to Donors of America. We're a major platform. We're at the tip of the spear. Go buy books and videos, buy T-shirts, support our sponsors. That's how you finance the show. That's how you get the word out. And support our local AM and FM stations. I don't know what to say about this. I'm not a big Howard Stern listener just because I'm not into, you know, fart noises and sex talk. But he is a smart, talented guy. I mean, sometimes I tune into it on XM, and he's pretty well informed, you know, on some political issues. But I don't like him on some others. But he and Robin Quivers are pretty nice towards me. You know, they play stuff they think is entertaining. But Robin agrees with the Second Amendment here that, you know, that they just want our guns to enslave us. Pretty amazing. And, of course, Howard acts like he doesn't know who I am. I mean, like 6 years ago, they wanted me on the show. But they said, now, but you do ManCal, one of his producers, and we're kind of like at loggerheads. And I said, look, I just get the word out. I'm not a minion of ManCal, not a minion of anybody. I'm just here to get the one venue is the same as another. So Howard's like, I think his name's Alex Jones, the radio host. Howard Stern knows full well who I am. Here's a clip.
I know Piers Morgan is getting the beaten out of him for being on CNN and not getting any ratings, but I thought he did a good show last night. He invited a guy on who wants to deport him from the... Remember there was a report that Piers came up against? He came out against, like...
Gun
violence.
Yeah. He doesn't think that... He wants more gun control, basically. Yeah.
So he invited the guy on who said they should throw Piers Morgan... We're starting a petition to throw Piers Morgan out of the country.
Right.
So he had the guy on, and the guy was just, like, crazy. I mean, like, I like this kind of stuff.
He was like a real American.
Yeah, right, listen to this.
Kind of crazy.
Right, listen. This guy just goes for a while, but it's good. We'll listen to it.
Those men raped that woman in India to death with an iron rod 4 feet long. You can't ban the iron rods. The guns, the iron rods, Pierce, didn't do it. The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
London Telegraph. Here, let me give you one
simple question.
Well, that's the oldest.
You're very loud,
that's the
old, man.
No, that's the oldest Perry Mason tactic to ask me some little factoid.
Pretty good, right?
Actually, I'm with the guy who's arguing with
you. Yeah, you like you're against any kind of gun control. I like that guy.
That is the best.
Yeah,
we're gonna be back with the rest.
He even has a race.
Yeah, back it up. We're going to be back with the rest, and I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, InfoWars.com. You know that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.